Hi, I am A.S. Cobb, and welcome to Work It Out, a podcast show that tells you how you can work it out using communication. Communication is everything, and everything is communication. Communication is everywhere. It can get you in and out of a lot of tight spots. So I hope you sit back, listen, and let's see if we can help you become a better communicator to strengthen your interpersonal relationships. Hi, this is A.S. Cobb from Blacklight Communication and Keep Calm, Work It Out. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about relationship non-negotiables. That's right, relationship non-negotiables. What is it that you absolutely, positively will not put up with, cannot accept, do not accept for whatever reason? It's important that you communicate those to your relationship partner. Now, this can be in a romantic relationship, in a platonic relationship, an emotional relationship, or even a professional relationship. Sometimes people get offended by the things that you say. Non-negotiable. For example, I don't like the N-word. I tolerate it sometimes. And whenever I can, I try to make sure that I admonish whoever is using it because it makes me uncomfortable. So my friends and family that know me, they put forth an effort to not use it if it's in their vernacular, you know, on the regular. And I appreciate the effort. I just wish they would just cease using it altogether. But hey, what can you do about that? The point is, I've communicated to my family, friends, my coworkers, that it makes me uncomfortable. It's a non-negotiable for me. And in my class, if students use it, it's an automatic one-page report about the history and usage of it, as well as its intended purpose or purposes. And I don't grade anything until they turn in that paper. So if they take 6 weeks to get that paper in, a one-page paper, they will have 6 weeks worth of zeros. Because I don't say things to make my students uncomfortable, and it's unfair for them to say things to make me uncomfortable, and I have to sit there and take it. It goes against my core values. So think about that. Are people constantly saying things that offend you or hurt your feelings? Now, there is a difference, because sometimes the truth does hurt our feelings. So that's something that you got to work out, and that's in another podcast, okay? Just make sure you know how you want to walk through this life, how you want to live, how do you want to be? And I mean be in the total sense of, you know, who you are and how you feel and how you're able to operate. Don't go through life feeling oppressed and depressed. Carve out who you are and you show that work of art to the world and let them know, this is me and these are my non-negotiables, because I want to be happy. It's non-negotiable that a friend, a family member, a lover, it's non-negotiable that they would love me, make me feel loved. That's a requirement. Otherwise, what purpose do you serve in my life? Okay? At this point right now, I've met a lot of friends, and I have been blessed with an amazing, amazing group of friends throughout the course of my life. And family members, coworkers, I've been really blessed. And I know many of you listening have also been blessed. So just take a moment and just think about how blessed you are. Part of the reason why I feel so blessed is that I struggle just being myself, being more organic. And I feel like we all have to hide things, and you can't tell everybody your business and everything, because it'll hurt you, you know? And then people, I don't know, I guess they come into their understanding of you in a time that may not be a time that you would prescribe. You may want them to catch it earlier. But we're not all the same people. And how many times have you heard what a boring world it would be if we were all the same, if we all thought the same? So part of my blessing, or how I feel blessed with the group of people that have been surrounding me and swaddling me all my life, is I guess as I got older, I began to advocate for myself more. So the whole, I put out love, I must receive love. I am dependable. You must be depended upon at some point. I must be able to depend upon you. These are non-negotiables. I'm a very good listener. Great shoulder to cry on, though I don't like crying. I'm very emotional and I cry a lot. But I get a little uncomfortable when other people are crying. But, you know, I'll be there to support you. I feel like if you're crying, let's not cry together. Non-negotiable. Please don't cry with me. As my friend or my lover or someone who, like, gives a damn about me, if I'm crying, your job is to either give me space, determine if I need space or not, and bring me out of that dark crevice that I've leaped into. Not to sit there and cry with me and to bolster whatever negative emotions and, you know, hurt is swirling around my brain. Please bring me out of it. Bring me to a better time. You know, I believe in having bad moments, but not bad days. So, yeah, make sure that I'm not having a bad day, you know, and know the difference between having a bad moment and having a bad day. Okay. So, and that is another non-negotiable. I can't let somebody just rule my thought, my emotions, my mood for the day. I'm human, so I will get ill affected or just affected in general by things that people say or do. And you know what? I'll give you that moment. We're going to have that moment. I'm going to have my moment. And then I'm going to move on because I got other things that I need to worry about. And so do you. Okay. So I don't want to give you a list of non-negotiables. I just want you to think about what your non-negotiables are. And we'll talk about it in another podcast. So just keep calm and let's work it out. It's very important that you communicate these non-negotiables because people do to us what we allow them to do to us. People treat us the way that we teach them to treat us. Okay. So how many times have you been in, let's say, a romantic relationship or knew a friend that was in a romantic relationship? And let's say the guy and the girl, you know, the man and the woman, they're in a relationship, and the female in the relationship is maintaining friendships with several males that she seems to be pretty close with. Not saying that she's doing anything inappropriate with them, or is she? So then the male gets all up in his head and all up in arms and all up in a tizzy, as they would say. And an argument ensues. Why are you talking to these people? Well, they're just my friends. Well, if they're your friends, how come I don't know them? Because you don't want to hang out with my friends. I still want to know who your friends are. Yeah, but still, I ain't doing nothing. So that's circular communication, if you ask me, because it's just going to go on and on and on, because no one wants to hear what's coming out of the other person's mouth. They want the other person to say what they want them to hear. Like, either he wants her to say, "I'll stop, you're right," or she wants him to say, "You know what, I'm tripping, go ahead, live your life, have your male friends out there, and don't worry about this man that you call yours." So when we talk about non-negotiables in that situation, did you tell her that you don't want her talking to other males, texting them on the phone with them, or even cultivating and maintaining relationships with them? Did you talk about that? Because that's a conversation that you definitely should have had. And if you didn't have it, let me just throw this in there. If you have not had that conversation with them, go ahead and say, "You know what? We haven't had that conversation, but I hope that this is an avenue opening up where we can talk about this situation. I'm uncomfortable with you having these relationships with these guys, and I just think that it's just a matter of time before somebody develops some type of emotions. And you can say that I'm tripping, but I don't know who you're talking with. I don't know how they operate. So I'm uncomfortable, and I'm going on the record as saying that. And I hope that we can establish some type of communication on this and get to a place where we're in agreement." Because disagreements don't have to turn ugly. Okay. So now you've communicated with her that you feel that this is inappropriate. Now let's see what her next move is. If she's invested in the relationship, she wants to make you happy and she understands. And if you guys are really butting heads, this is definitely a red flag of worse things to come down the road. You need to be with someone that has a shared mindset with you. Don't be unequally yoked. They've been telling you that all your life. You've been reading the Bible and going to church and listening to old folks, and they said, don't be unequally yoked. Okay? Be with someone who shares your ideals. Okay? Someone who has the same dreams that you have, the same mission in life, the same vision. Because if you guys have a shared vision, you're going in the same direction. Establish your non-negotiables, and I'll talk with you soon. This is A.S. Cobb,